Hey guys, Leah the Life Coach here. So this morning I told you about my calibration with my first prank call. This time I'm going to tell you my first time running out of gas just 5 minutes ago. So I had a situation with one of my cars. So I have a different car right now that I'm not used to. I think I've put gas in this car for once, maybe twice. So this morning, I did see that I needed gas, but when I was leaving today, you know how you put in your mind, get gas, and then you just don't get gas? That's what happened. I didn't get gas because something happened to me that kind of just made me emotional and just kind of, you know, I was being so grateful in a moment, it made me forget that I needed gas. You know, someone came to my aid with something that meant so much to me and somebody else that, you know, I really, really care about. So someone came to my aid and I was just really engulfed in being just thankful, like so much to where it's like I had like happy tears and, you know, like I was just grateful. I was just grateful that someone thought so highly of me to do what they did for me. And I was just engulfed in that. So I went past the gas station before getting on the freeway, which I probably should have ran out of gas on the freeway, but I did not. I did get off the freeway, and you know, at my house, there's like gas stations on each, like right off the freeway. Easy peasy. All I needed to do was, you know, stop and get it. But I'm like so thankful to the universe, to the people around me. And I'm like thinking to myself, my goodness, I helped so many people. And then so many people helped me, and I'm just really in that space, and I pass the gas stations, and I'm just all happy, and then my car gives no more power. I'm like, oh, what is going on? And immediately, I kind of know it's the gas, because I had looked at it this morning, and I had been trying to remind myself, don't forget the gas. And so I'm like, I was probably about 2 blocks away from, you know, my home. And I'm like, okay, so I'm coasting a little bit. I'm like, I think I can make it. I think I can. I at least wanted to get to my other car so I could get the gas can, and I, you know, didn't have to walk anywhere, even though it was just 2 blocks. I could get the gas can and just come on back, bring some gas, much easier, or not have anybody come even, you know, bring me some gas. And they may not have a gas tank, whatnot, but a gas container. So no, it didn't make it. It didn't make it. So I did happen to pull over, and it would just happen. I happened to be in between the times that you could, you know, park on that street, and because it's a tow-away zone and no stopping. So I did end up having to call someone to come bring me some gas. So it was just right around the corner. So they were like really easy to, you know, come and do it for me. That wasn't the point. You know, I was just trying to make it as easy as possible. But they brought me the gas, and then well, they didn't bring me gas. They brought me a gas container, then drove me down the street, which is just a block away, to the gas station. And I get the gas. I literally go in and get $2 of gas and, you know, put it in a container. And we go back and put it in the car. It starts immediately, and I go right back to that same gas station. And the guy's like, oh, you left a couple of dollars on the tank. And so he refunds me the money, and I put some more money on it, and then I go out to the car, and I'm pumping my gas. And I had run in with this gas station before, because one time I was driving like this big truck, like a U-Haul, and I had pulled in, I had gotten gas, you know, I may have been just like plugging up my phone and getting my purse or something like that. And the same guy that I just got gas from was in there, and he had come out and he told me to move. He told me to leave. And I wasn't sure why he told me to leave. You know, I could have assumed a lot of things, you know, like, I don't know, maybe I offended him, you know, maybe something about me he didn't like, you know, there could have been a wide array of things, but I just never knew why he asked me to leave. But I figured it's because I had a big U-Haul and I was like blocking, I don't know, like blocking his station from the street. I don't know. I have no idea. But he came out and told me to move. And it wasn't like I was there for like 5 minutes. I was there for like two, 3 minutes after pumping. So I really wasn't like, you know, like super enthused to see him, But, you know, it's fine. People have their bad days. You know, I'm not going to let him, you know, rain on my parade. So I'm out there pumping, and he comes out. Now, he's the only one in the store. Like, I don't know who taking the money and taking the orders and answering the phone now. But he comes out, and he just stands there. Like, he comes right up to me. Like, he's literally like a foot away from me. Like, just staring at me with his hands in his pocket, smiling the biggest smile. And he's staring at my ears, you know, but like staring, like he's there. And I go, hi. Thank you so much, you know, for the change and looking out. You know, I ran out of gas right down the street, so it was just lucky that I was able to come right back. And he's like, oh, okay. And I was like, okay, well, how's your day going? Because I figured, okay, he must want to talk. He wasn't that much of a talker. He just wanted to stare at me. And then, like, I could tell that he kind of wanted to, like, touch me, but not, like, in the most perverted way. It's a little bit, but more that he just thought I was, I don't know, unique, I guess. So, like, he's, like, reaching for me, you know, like, in the movies in the slow motion where they, like, have their hand, like, you know, can I? And, you know, and I'm, like, standing there to see what he's going to touch. So he touches my ears, and he's just smiling, and his hand, like, goes down the side of my hair on my shoulder. Hi, kitty. And so he goes, you are so beautiful. I was like, well, thank you so much. And it's like, I ran out of gas. I was hot. I was leaving, you know, somewhere. I was not beautiful. Let me just say that. So I would go, well, thank you so much. I said, well, you just made my day. I ran out of gas and it wasn't a bad day. It's just that you just made it so much better. So I thank you so much. So then, you know, I'm pumping my gas. He's still standing there, just smiling, just smiling. And so I finished pumping my gas and I'm like, well, yeah, okay, I'm gonna go. You have a great day. And he leans in like he wants to give me a hug. So I give him a hug. And, you know, you go with the, you know, I always say, you know, if you give a person a hug for, you know, 3 seconds or more, the energy, you can exchange energy. So I try to do the 3 seconds, you know, 1, 2, 3. So I go to let go. No, that wasn't no. So he still has me, and he's not being like, it's like his hands are in a respectable place. He's being, you know, respectable. It's just a long hug, right? So I'm like, okay, well, thank you so much. I said, George, my name is Leah. It's so very nice to meet you. And because that was his name, he had a tag on. So I was like, it's so very nice to meet you. My name is Leah. And he's just looking at me like I'm the most special thing in the world. I said, George, you know what? You need to stop because you need to see me in a dress. This isn't even like, this is not even it. I clean up well. He's like, no, you are so beautiful. Don't you ever say that. You are so beautiful. I've never seen something like you. So he goes in for another hug. I'm like, oh Lord, I'm gonna be here all day. Oh God. So he gives me a hug, you know, it was long past the 3 seconds, but no, it wasn't anything bad. Like, there was space between us. He kept it proper. It was just long. And so I go, okay, well, you have a good day and be on my way. So I get in the car and then I just got home. Like, I got on the phone to tell you guys. So I figured, like, let's calibrate. It's just going to be me telling you about all the crazy things that happened in my life. So far with men, but it should branch out to family, business, love, relationships, everything. So I'm actually excited to be able to place these stories and have them archived in places because you know, you forget so much. You think, I'm always going to remember these things, but even the other day I was out in Calabasas, right? And, you know, the X shuttle that was in the air that everybody's seen from Arizona, California, and such is like, it was the freakiest little scene that you could see up in the sky. Like these lights, and it looked like this dimension that was opening up that you can see into. So I'm out, and this is when my mother was messing with me about my outfit. Was that yesterday? My days are blurring. I think it was yesterday. I don't even know. So
she's with me, and I had left her in the car and had went into the store, which was a little ways away from the car. And like, she didn't know exactly what store I had went into. So I came out, they didn't have what I needed, and I needed to go to the store that was even further down. And we're in the same center, just like I told her I was going one place, and then they didn't have what I need, so I needed to go to another place. But I see this in the sky. So I look at it, I'm like, oh my God, I'm look like we're looking into another dimension. I didn't know what it was yet. Everybody has their cameras and recording, everybody's talking. You know, it looked like a scene out of an alien invasion movie, right? So I take these pictures of it, and I'm like, okay, I gotta go check on my mom and just let her know, like, this is going on, because I'm sure she doesn't even know, because she's just sitting in the car, and she probably can't see it. So I go, all right, let me go check on my mom, let her know, you know, that aliens are coming. And just, you know, make sure that we're together. So I go, and by the time I get to the car, she says something to me when we get in the car, and we just started talking about something else. I totally forgot about the alien invasion. So I go, oh, we have to go to the other store. So I drive out, and then we're driving just a little ways to the other store. But like I said, everybody is focused on the alien invasion, which all it took me was just a little bit, a few steps to forget about it. the most craziest sight I've ever seen. Well, not really, I've seen some more crazy sights, but like a very crazy sight that should have stuck out in my mind and that I felt like I needed to go warn my mother for. By the time I got to the car, I forgot all about it. It was just a normal day. Hi, Mom. Oh gosh. And I say that, you know, because we're driving back and then everybody's out of their cars. Everybody's taking pictures. She's like, what's going on? What's happening? I said, oh, I forgot to tell you. That's why I came back to the car. I came back to check on you. But I say that because I want people to realize that you're not going to remember these things. Write it down, record it, film it. Leave these funny stories and things for your family to have and to listen to, for you to go back over it. I know, like, we get on Facebook like every single day, and I've always described Facebook as a public diary. So I like Facebook for that aspect that just leaves, like, you know, just I was here. You know, I appreciate it. I think Facebook is the new I am here, but I also want people to create their own I am here and record these stories, write them down. They're so funny. Life is so, so funny. And read them back. I go back and read over diaries and journals that I've kept and stories. I was like, when did that happen? I don't even remember that. But I think it'll be a good reminder of, you know, what we're capable of, what we've gone through. I think so many people look to the future like it's something that they can't handle, that it's something that they're too small to deal with. And I want you to see the future as not even comparative of what you've already been through, to know that you have such confidence to get through whatever you're going through. We have been through so much, which in turn, which is making us cautious about how we move tomorrow, as it should, makes us cautious but not stagnant. We still want to go forward. We still want to do what we need to do and love how we need to love. So I find this happens a lot in relationships where people have gotten hurt in the past, and then like now they're all like, oh, I don't want to get hurt, I can't trust nobody, everybody's dogs. I mean, how many times have you had your heart broken? How many times did you think that this guy was so amazing or this girl was so amazing, and it turned out not to be? Probably a lot if you're just an average adult going through calibrating with various people and our animal instincts getting, you know, excited around certain people, or our hearts pitter-pattering when someone comes close to us. Like, there's been quite a few people that probably hurt you. And I don't think that hurt and that pain was to stagnate you. I think it was to prepare you and let you know, like, you can love through anything and deal with the pain. It is allowing you to know that, oh my God,
this person, I just love them so much, and then this person left and broke my heart, and I don't think I can ever love again. That I don't think that that was the message for you. I think the message was that if you can lose that person and laugh again and smile again, and somebody else can, you know, turn you on, make you laugh, make you smile again, that that is the point. Like, you are that strong. I hope that we stop being so delicate. We stop being so easily discouraged by the love that we should experience. Because I tell you, even with all my heartbreak, I probably would go through it again because we had so many beautiful moments together that the heartbreak, it's forgotten now. But I still remember when they made me laugh, when we jumped over that fence, when we had that pillow fight, you know, when we did this, when we did that. So I want to urge people who are in this single life, because I'm in this single life right now too, and let me just tell you, my last relationship did not like end in like this beautiful friendship and just a good conversation where it's like, okay, well, I'm really not into this anymore, and I'm not really into this either. Let's kind of go our separate ways. It didn't go like that. It was a very heartbreaking situation, and I feel like I handled it very well. So well that people are like, they're still waiting for me to break. They're still waiting for me to crack. And I'm like, I'm not going to crack, because, you know, before him, somebody else had already broken my heart. And that heartbreak before him that I have no inkling to go back to at all and no desire, I thought that I would never love again after that person. I thought no one ever would ever love me again after that person. But then I had this person that I recently broke up with, which was a 10-year relationship. Even before that was a 6-year relationship. So I think what it didn't scare me from love. It makes me run towards love. Now I love everybody. Now I could care less if you come or go. I just enjoy the good time while we're having the good time, because I know it can't always stay that way. So I hope that you can kind of change your mindset about how you view love and pain and rejection and ending to certain things. Because even though that there's an ending, there was a beginning, middle, and end. And if you're going to look at the end, the painful aspect of it, I hope you're looking at the lesson and what you learned from it, to only take that in. But also focus on the beginning, where it showed you how beautiful things could be, and it gave you that gift. And that was the gift with that person. It doesn't matter if it ended bad over here at the end. That's because it was time to go, and it was probably signs that it was time to go before that big, you know, push came. So I think the real lesson is to look for when it's not. So to end it, it cut me off, so because I had a phone call, but I wanted to end it that the experiences that you've had in the past are not to stagnate you or keep you from doing what you were put here to do, love and live and create and be. It's not to stop you from doing those things. Those things that come natural to you and are organic to you, okay? So they are to let you know what you are capable of, what you're capable of getting over, what you're capable of creating, what you're capable of losing and still going forward with. Like, it is there to show you that these are segments in your life, and they begin and they end, and it's okay. It is okay, because even the heartbreak is not truly heartbreak and not even truly painful once you accept the fact that things are going to begin and end, and that's just a part of the cycle, because then it's just an ending, and you know after the ending is what? A new beginning of something else, something that's more calibrated to you in that moment. If it ends, let it go. Cherish what it brought to you, what it taught you, how it made you feel, and then free it, because leave that space open for something to come in and feel it. And I promise you it will. It will. But if you cut it off,
But if you cut it off, then it is done, and it is nothing left for it to survive off of, because you don't allow it. Allow it to grow into something else. Allow it to give you something and create something that you could have never imagined that you wanted, needed, or fathom existed. Allow the universe to surprise you. You know, they may be just giving you a little taste, a little sample of something good, just to get you ready for the greatness that's coming your way. So don't stand in its way. Let the universe take you on the flow that it needs to take you on. And take in what's for you, leave the rest, and live every day to the fullest. So love again, live again, take chances again, jump in there, because you know you failed before and you've had another opportunity after that, and you will have another opportunity for as long as you keep going. When you stop and become stagnant is when your opportunities stop, when you only have what you have, and when you get confused by the fact of what you have in that moment is all that you are and all that you will ever have. If you let it, leave it open to grow, it will grow into something beautiful that is calibrated exactly to who you are in this time period and in these moments. Allow the universe to give you more than what you could have expected, more than what you could have imagined, more than what you thought was going to break you, more than your brain could even imagine. Let it be for you. Let it grow through you. And know that you're okay through it. Know that, like, these experiences are for you to gain organic confidence in yourself, in life, to take more chances, to take more risks, because you've gotten up so many times. You've started over so many times. You've done without so much. Imagine if you get an opportunity that it is aligned with your heart's content and your ability and resources and the time. Let that calibrate to itself. You know, it's kind of like a Rubik's Cube. Sometimes you got to turn that over there to get that back over here and put that over there. And then you know that's over there, but now that's grouping with that to create something bigger and better. And then come on around and then it all aligns. And you get that sweet spot. That's where life's trying to take you. And you have to know that you're constantly growing and changing every second, every minute of the day. So what you think you may have wanted or needed before changes, and allow it to grow and change with you. You grow out of things. Allow that to be okay. All right? Love again. Take risk again. Jump in there. Fall down. Get back up. You're okay. You guys have the most amazing day ever. Thanks for listening to me. Check back with me for Let's Calibrate It. And check me out on Facebook Live too. Leah the Life Coach on Facebook and Instagram. Life Coach Leah on Twitter. Follow me on YouTube. I have videos on there. And let's calibrate. I hope you guys have an amazing day. Bye.